Zealand Initiative have had their thinking caps on again. If we reinvigorated our nightlife, would social and economic opportunities follow? Now, the theory is local policies for different areas, actually tackling the booze problem instead of limiting bar hours, and we need what's called a nightmare. New Zealand Initiative, Oliver Hartwich is back with us. Oliver, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Is this an urban thing, I take it? This is big cities and nightlife in big cities, or could you apply it to anywhere in the country?
Well, I guess you could apply it to anywhere in the country, but predominantly we're thinking of our big cities, and we had to look around the world to see how other cities are regulating the nightlife. And we believe that there are some lessons to be learned from places like Amsterdam, for example, where they've created a vibrant nightlife and would like to see that replicated here in New Zealand.
Yeah, but that's all, they're all smoking dope, though, aren't they? That's their problem in Amsterdam, isn't it?
Not really. No, actually, what they have done in Amsterdam is something more innovative than that. It is actually instituting a nightmare, someone really tasked with coordinating all the different interests of people operating in the nighttime economy, because that's something that's being neglected. So we only think about the nighttime economy in New Zealand, often at least, in terms of damage being done and alcohol abuse and so on and noise. But actually, there are positives as well. There can be a vibrant nighttime economy if you're managing to balance the interests of everybody involved, of people actually trying to have a good time at night, and of course residents who want to have a good night's sleep. So if you have some person dedicated to that task, as in Amsterdam, I think you can get decent and positive results.
There's the clue in your answer. Do we actually want a vibrant nightlife, or do we want to go to bed early? And anyone who wants to set up a bar next to us, we want to complain about till the cows come home.
Well, exactly. I mean, look at Australia, just to give you two examples. I mean, Sydney used to have a vibrant nightlife, as you probably remember, but for the last 10 years or so, there's lockouts, curfews, and basically Sydney and especially Oxford Street, they've become a ghost town now after midnight. That's certainly not the experience we want to replicate. What we want to replicate is something more like Melbourne, because in Melbourne you can still have a good night out, and in Melbourne they've instituted a really interesting principle. If you're trying to operate a bar, a new bar, in a residential area, you have to make sure that you're soundproof. Whereas if you're trying to build a new apartment building next to existing bars and clubs, it is your problem because you've actually, the others have been there first. So basically, who has ever been there first determines the character of an area, and you should not have a right to change it just as a newcomer.
Wow, what an interesting insight. Oliver, appreciate your help, and I hope it goes well. Oliver Hartwich out of New Zealand Initiative. That would mean that if you bought a house near Eden Park, given Eden Park was there first, you wouldn't be allowed to complain. That'd be a revelation, wouldn't it? 7:13. Yes.